see. We'll look at our prayer concerns first. This one is from Amy and Ivan Henderson. Our grandson, Mike Rich, starts Police Academy on January 10th, 2022 for the San Juan County Sheriff's Department. That's good. Yay. Oh, here's an anonymous one. I'm just going to look and see if I can tell who wrote it. The church looks beautiful, thanks to all who helped. I think it was you. For prayer concerns, I just got this one for Irene Reynolds. Is there anything that you wanted to add to it? Okay, in case you didn't hear that, she's in Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak in a recovery status right now. Well, good for her. This one is for Matt Orchard. And we have permission to say this. He has John Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he's going through his second round of chemo. So try to keep him in your prayers, too. Does anybody else have any prayer requests or concerns? Okay, how about birthdays this week? Anybody with a birthday? Nobody? Nobody? Mike? Mallory? Friday? How old will she be? Seven.
Ada will be one.
Ada will be one. Thursday?
Tuesday.
Anybody else? Oh, me. And my daughter forgot. I love it.
I have the gift.
It's all that counts. Okay, let's sing Happy Birthday. Okay, any anniversaries this week?
I thought we had given you a list. It's not up there.
Oh, well, I didn't see one. No anniversaries this week?
Yeah.
Yours is coming up, isn't it?
We just had it.
Oh, you just had it. Oh. Well, happy anniversary. Did we sing to you last week? Oh, okay. Oh, Porchelle is downstairs. Her birthday is on the 16th. Heather Main is the 15th. Pam Lamberts is the 15th.
I knew there was a lot more than what was said.
Yeah, uh-huh. So bless every one of you. Welcome to the Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. And the mission statement is, go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Please quiet your mind and prepare your hearts for worship as our candles are lit. Okay, our first song of the day is The King of Glory Comes, page 2091. And let's stand if you're able to. And we'll sing this good song.
Side, we're getting prepared for tonight's Christmas program. I see the sign tonight fell, so it is tonight at 5:30. Come and see the Christmas program. So Karen will light the candle off of the Christ candle because that's where the light of Christ comes into the Advent candle. And as she comes, I'm just kind of filling in for the radio station. I just want you to know that there has been a slip, I believe, that's been in or it's out here. If you want poinsettias for Christmas, please fill that in and give it back to the office, I believe, by next Sunday. So Karen's lighting the light from the first week. And these readings that she will be reading, then the light of the second week. And then she lights the pink colored one, which is the candle of joy. The readings this week are from Reverend Derek Weber. He is a pastor in Indiana. I served with Derek while I served there. And he's written this for United Methodist churches to use.
Week 3, December 12th, 2021, the joy of home. It's a reunion every time we go home. Every time we embrace those we love, no matter how long it has been, it feels like sunrise, like the clouds are parting and the rain has ended. It is joy, nothing less than pure joy, to grab hold of those who are home for us, who make home for us. Whether we wake up to them every day or travel many miles to see them, it is a joy to go home. The prophet Zephaniah tells us to rejoice at the thought of going home. The prophet tells us to imagine being set free, being unburdened, being released to live, to fully live in the grace and wonder of life itself, surrounded by those who love us like no one else. And then to live like that, that was our truth even now, even here, it is joy to go home. John the Baptist reminds us that it takes choices to live in this joy. It doesn't just happen. We choose to make life a joy by how we love others, by how we serve, and how we give and care for others, by how we do the job we do and how we impact the world around us. We build joy as we build a home in this world and the next. So we light these candles, the candle of hope, peace, and joy, as a sign that we are on our way home, and we walk with a skip in our step because we can see the destination, and it is pure joy. It is time to go home. So now we're going to sing page 2090, Light the Advent Candle. Verse 3. Just verse 3. Very good. Now, our call to worship. I'll sing the faint part, and you can say the bold part. Let us use this time of worship to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord.
What must we do to be ready?
Repent of your sins and vow to follow the teachings of Jesus in all your ways.
We come before the Lord our God with penitent hearts, and seek the power of the Holy Spirit to be faithful followers of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. O Lord God, whose chosen dwelling is the heart of the lowly, we give thee thanks that thou didst reveal thyself in the Holy Child Jesus, thereby sanctifying all childhood in him. We beseech thee to make us humble in faith and love, that we may know the joy of the gospel that is hidden from the wise and prudent and revealed unto babes. In the name of our Lord Christ, amen.
Amen. Okay, let's stand and sing, if you're able to, page 224, Good Christian Friends Rejoice.
Here. We just don't see them in the pews. because they're doing their last minute, let's go through our program one more time. They came in Friday night and had a rehearsal, and they're still trying to rehearse downstairs. But I know that there's some that may be listening on the radio, so I'm going to do a quick message. So how many of you have gifts under the Christmas tree? And you adults can raise your hand too. Yeah, got some? Yep. So for the kids, maybe even the adults, this may be for the adults as well. Have you looked to see if any of them are yours? Yes, yeah, some of them are shaking their head. Yes, is it for me? Well, so how many of you have siblings that may have presents under the tree too? All right, you've got that answered at home, I know. So have you looked? Does your brother or sister have more than you? Okay, I see heads nobbing even in the adults. Is there someone else in your household that has more than you? Yes. Yeah. You know, there was a boy that said to his mother, "My sister has more than me. How come?" And the mom replied, "Because Jesus is the reason for the season, not all the gifts that are under the tree. The greatest gift is the babe Jesus Christ." And so, boys and girls, I hope we all remember it's not about going out and having all these gifts that are under the tree. And next week after the program, we'll have the manger up here, because the best gift is that baby Jesus that's come to earth for you and I. The greatest gift we'll ever, ever receive. Let's pray. Oh God, thank you for your son, Jesus. A gift that all of us don't deserve. We can't earn it. He's just there, waiting for us to receive him. Because if we don't open the gift, we don't receive it. So we pray in this Christmas season that those who have not accepted Jesus Christ will come and accept him as Lord and Savior, to open their gift, to be blessed. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
excuse me. Before we do the Old Testament reading, I missed an announcement this morning, and it was from Connie, and it's for her daughter, Janet Ellis, who has been at McKinsey Hospital, and she was transferred to Henry Ford Cardiac Unit this morning. So please keep her in your prayers also. The Old Testament reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, 2-6. "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, 'Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, the people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you.'" And now the choir is going to sing, "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee."
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord.
congregation's going to come in and sing. Let's start back at mortals. More announcements. I understand that Countryside is having a Christmas pageant December 17th, 18th, and 19th at 7 p.m. Also in the Thumb area, we collected 25 boxes for the Christmas boxes here in our church, but the whole Thumb area collected 9,741 boxes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that is a joy in our prayers. Would somebody in the ushers please go get Aaron Moore? And while they're getting Aaron, I'm going to continue to lift up prayers for the weather, as so many hurricanes, tornadoes, just devastated the United States. Towns wiped out. There's just been so much going on. The schools are still having issues with threats, and young people are being arrested, and it's just going to devastate their whole lives. So let us continue to keep the world, all of those with COVID, in our prayers. I know barbers have asked for more prayers in their with COVID, just so many things. So let us go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Oh Lord, this week as we remember our community, we pray for O'Reilly Auto Parts. We pray, Lord, that our community continues to come together, especially in this holiday season, in the season of Christmas, with Christ coming as a child to save us. Yet so many places have not been saved from tornadoes or disasters, from shootings to COVID. We need you, Lord. We pray that you would be with families as they mourn the loss of loved ones. We pray that you be with families that don't know where their loved one is, if they're okay, if they're safe or not. We pray for villages and towns and communities that have been wiped out, that they can come together and build in unity, that people will come from around the United States to help them, to feed them, to take care of them. Oh Lord, we need you. We need a Savior. We need a Savior that will take care of our sins. Lord, we come before you humbly asking forgiveness, for we aren't perfect people and we do things that are wrong. May we come saying that we want to repent, that we want to have stronger faith, that we want to be a good disciple, that we want to follow you, that we want to help others. Sometimes we don't know how, or sometimes we don't think we want to do that. Change our heart, O Lord. Change our heart. That we can be your hands and feet. that we can be your gift to the world to help others because of you. Lord Savior, pour out your Holy Spirit on us, that we may have the joy that we lit in the candle this morning in our hearts, not only at Christmas, but all throughout the year, because we know who you are and what you can do and what you do for us. We give you thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Miss Erin Moore, if you would come up front for a moment. We got something in the mail this week, and it just came this week. But you have a certificate of 2021 Reader's Choice First United Methodist Church for Vacation Bible School, second place. So I want to congratulate you and give this to you. And I know you're all ready for tonight. Do you have words? You may want to go to the mic. Do you have words of wisdom for us for tonight? And we know you do a great job with the children.
Oh, we are so excited. You can probably hear them downstairs. I apologize. But they are very excited. They're practicing so hard. It's coming together perfectly. And you're going to enjoy it. You do not want to miss the program tonight. Once again, it was written by the kids from start to finish. They even wrote their own song for it, and that might be the best part of the play. It's funny, it's cute, you're going to love it. So tonight at 5:30, make sure you're here to see all the kids do the play, No Time for Jesus. So we can't wait to see you. And this is amazing, and this is because all of your hard work, all the volunteers that help, the whole community comes together, the church community comes together to put on Vacation Bible School, and the kids love it, and we bring in kids from, throughout the whole community, and it's just amazing. So this is awesome.
Even though it was done a little differently, congratulations.
It's done a little
differently. Yes, thank you. Our hymn of preparation is number 2030, and on the screen, the first song of Isaiah. We'll sing it through two times. Please remain seated. Talk about Jesus Christ, our Lord, being our Savior. And we go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 7 to 18, a continuation from last week's word. Hear these words. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What should we do then? The crowd asked. And John answered, anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none. And anyone who has food should do the same. Even tax collectors came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, and what should we do? And he replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. And John answered them, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But he will burn up the shaft with unquenchable fire. And with many other words, John exhorted the people and proclaimed the good news to them. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less and less of me, and more and more and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. So I titled this, Prepare and Be Ready. And I'm changing it to The Joy of the Lord. We've talked for a couple weeks about preparing and being ready. As John is trying to proclaim to the people around, get your act together. Follow. Do what's right. And so this week he's coming in, he's baptizing with water. And so the people around think that maybe we've heard of the one who's coming, the Messiah, maybe it is John. And John says, no, I'm just preparing the way. I'm not even worthy to untie the sandals of our Lord Jesus, our Savior. But here's the part I want to really concentrate on this morning. For it brings joy to my heart to hear these words. The crowd asks, what should we do? They're coming to be baptized. Now that we're being baptized, what do we do? And John answers, if you have two shirts, some will say cloaks, give it to someone that doesn't have any. And if you have extra food, give to those who don't have enough food or any food. I'm joyful, I'm thankful that we have food banks that people can go to and receive food to add to what they may not have or not have at all. Amen? And that we can help them with that. And then the joy of tax collectors. Did you understand this? In the scriptures, those disciples and others did not like the tax collectors. Who wants to give their money to the tax collectors? Do any of us want to pay our taxes? Not really. But in that day and age, in that culture, the tax collectors would take more than what they should. Yet Jesus Christ would sit down with them, and the crowd and the disciples would get angry. Why are you sitting with the tax collectors? Don't you know who they are? Don't you know they're taking our money? But who did Jesus sit with? Those that needed him more. Those that didn't understand. Not that they took money, they didn't get it. But now, this is joyful. Now, they come and are baptized and ask, what should we do? Because maybe they don't have an extra shirt or cloak or food in their position. And so their answer is, don't collect any more than what you are required to. Like, I don't like to send more money to the tax department until I have to, right? Don't collect any more than what you have to. Soldiers. Probably some of the same soldiers, maybe, maybe not, that would even crucify Jesus, came and were baptized and asked, what should we do? And the answer, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with what you have, your pay. Don't accuse people falsely. So these probably aren't the soldiers that crucified Jesus Christ, because didn't they falsely accuse him? People were expectant, wondering, is this the Messiah? We know that Jesus Christ has come to us as a babe. And we celebrate that in our Christmas, the birth of our Lord, birth of our Savior. And he grew up and he taught us what we should do. And I can't help but think, if you got extra clothing, give it to somebody else. If you have extra food, give to somebody else. If you're taking something more than what you should, stop. If you're talking about somebody and accusing people falsely, stop. I can't help but think, isn't that the question of what we should be asking now? Jesus Christ has come. Lord God, what do you want us to do? And I go back to the two greatest commandments. To love our Lord God with, remember, with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And to love others as we love ourselves. So what are we to do? To love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love others as we love ourselves. Is that enough? It should be. Isn't it joy-filled as a joy-filled candle is lit? Isn't that joyful to think Christ came for us to save us, to free us from our sins, to help us not do wrong but forgive us, that we may be made whole? So we celebrate the birth of this little child. And yet, even in the Christmas season, I get grumpy. Do you? oh, we gotta have cookies, we gotta have the decorations, we gotta have the lights, we gotta. Do we have to put that stress on us? What should we do? I read in devotions this week, and one of the devotions was just talking about, you know, the person was writing, and I lost the name right now, but they were writing and saying, you know, I have to do all this, the baking and the cleaning of the house and getting the gifts and making sure that the dinner is all, you know, ready for Christmas. And then they were talking about Mary and Martha. Martha was upset because Mary wouldn't help her. We have all these things to do, Mary. Come on, help me. Jesus, tell her to help me. And Jesus tells Martha, 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 what you should be doing is what Mary's doing. She's taking time with me. So what should we do? Instead of worrying about everything else and everybody else's business, shouldn't we take time to just sit in the Word with our Lord Jesus Christ, telling Him how much we're thankful that He came into our life, that He's our Lord and Savior? And because of that, we can be joy-filled. I had someone stop me this morning before worship and talk with me. And I said, I know today's the candle of joy and I'm preaching joy. And I don't feel very joy-filled. So the joy of the Lord is here. We should all be joy-filled. Amen? And yet we worry about everything else, don't we? Well, I gotta preach. I gotta do this song. Tonight, okay, you know, and you're going over this week. I'm doing Shut It Off, Susan. Just come and spend some time with me. See, I'm a Martha. I'll admit it, I'm a Martha. Mary did the right thing, and Marthas just don't always get it. Because these things got to get done. Would you just come and sit with me, says the Lord. See, when we come and sit with our Lord Jesus Christ, I do believe this. All those other things are going to get done in their time. But as you're preparing, and I don't know, I'm not a male, but I think it's harder for women to do this than men. I don't know, men, you tell me if it's any easier for you or if it's just as hard. But sometimes we just keep thinking about we need to do all these other things. When we can be doing other things, like giving people hope, like giving people clothes, like giving people food, like giving them encouragement instead of cutting them down. Loving them instead of falsely accusing them. Sometimes your pastor struggles, even in a Christmas season that should be so joy-filled, because society is hurting. I can't imagine the people in Mayfield. I believe that was the name of the community that was completely wiped out. I can't. All the churches were gone. The most holy time of the year. My heart aches for so many people. And I'm so blessed. I am so blessed. But I hurt. And Jesus Christ said, Sue, I've come to help a broken world, a hurting world. That's why I've come. To save. To save. So this morning it's not on the screen. Don't worry about it. Turn in your hymnals to 246, and we're going to sing verse 1 of Joy to the World. We should be today, right? Amen. Joy filled. Joy to the world. Because we already know the Lord has come. May the earth receive her King. And did you hear these words? Let every heart, because this is what John's talking about, prepare him room. Not a physical room that he's going to go lie in. It's a physical room in your heart to change your heart, to be able to follow him and accept him and know that he is your Savior. Amen. And then all of us, heaven and nature and all of the people may sing. Let us rejoice. For the Lord is come. Amen. Now may the ushers come forward for our morning gifts and offering as we give not to the church, not to one another, but we give to our Lord God. Please stand as able. God, we give you these gifts, our shirt, our food, our accusers, all of us, our sins. That they may be used, that others may know that you are Lord and Savior, that we're reminded that you are Lord and Savior. We give of ourselves to you, Lord, to make a difference in the world. In the name of our risen Christ. Amen. Our closing song is In the Bleak Midwinter, 221 and on the screen. In these songs match what the sermon was saying. What should I do? What should I give him? Maybe you're poor. Don't think we have any shepherds around to give a lamb. But if I was a wise man or woman, I would do my part. What I can give him, I can give him my heart. As you go forth today to celebrate in the joy and love of our Christmas season, I pray that you give God your all, your heart, your love. To love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love others. Go in God's peace. Amen.
We have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Angels, we have heard.